We need to excuse Chip. He's picking up his boy from the airport tonight, so he's definitely on the computer tonight. Ryan may be here in a little bit, but he's got his program. Everything's busy. He's not here, as everybody knows. Okay, we're going to do a work meeting here tonight, so we're dealing with the web application. Is there any open comment from the public before we start? Is everybody here? You're just for here for this, right? Or if you got anything to say? Everybody good? Okay. We'll move right into item two, property discussion. Okay, you guys gave us a new packet. Do you guys have any questions for the applicant? How do you want to run this? It's a work meeting.
This is my first work meeting, so.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Try not to have too many of these.
No. Especially right before Christmas, right?
Okay, so John wasn't here last time. Do you guys want to update him?
So I missed all the fun, it sounds like.
Did he get a packet? Did you get a packet?
I don't think he left a packet for him either. I grabbed his packet from the meeting.
Here's an extra copy.
But all the papers I grabbed for him didn't have this packet, the latest packet, did it?
This is the updated one?
Oh, thank you. That's it. We got the stuff to do tonight. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing on the agenda.
Oh, okay.
When we get done with this, we'll adjourn.
We go home? Oh, you did say that.
No, there's another meeting. Okay, so that packet has some updated letters and maps. That the planning commission did receive in the first packet.
I think it was just
additional trust deeds.
Yeah.
Just dating back to like 1933, warranty deeds.
Okay. So are you aware of what they're attempting to have the council do?
Yeah, so you have about somewhere between a 25 to 30 foot.
32 foot driveway.
32 foot driveway. And from what I understand from the past meetings when we've had something like this is if they could put a secondary road back in there, then that gave them frontage.
It's not a secondary road, it's a private driveway.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Because in the past, there was something, well, there was a little more of a driveway there, but they were able to put in a secondary road to get to the back 20 acres and put in up to three houses. Nobody could sell you some property from one side to the other to get a 60 foot or anything.
Okay, here's my question. Why would we need that if we're going to sell it for one person to build one house and a barn and that be a private driveway? Why would we have to have more frontage?
Because it was 150 foot?
100.
Oh, 100 foot.
But that property and that driveway has been there for years. We've got warranty deeds in that packet you've got back to 1904. So our question is, why can that not be grandfathered in as a non-conforming lot?
Two issues. They want a non-conforming lot and then they wanted to have it a buildable lot. So even if it was a non-conforming lot, it would still have to have the frontage. So those two items have to be covered in any decision that we make. Otherwise, even if it's a lot, they come for a building permit, I wouldn't issue a building permit because there's no frontage. Every building lot has to have that frontage of 100 feet.
Either it's got to come in from Daniels Road or from 3000. What I see. and you already talked to the people on either side of that driveway to sell you a piece or...
Okay, then Eric, explain something to me. On that lane up there past where the old church was that goes across there, is only how wide, Steve?
What?
That lane up there with the old church?
Twenty-three feet from fence to fence.
And you've got how many houses on that lane? And you can't even pass a car on that lane.
And Little Sweet Road is 26 feet from the ditch to the fence.
Yeah.
And this land's been there longer than that has.
I agree.
Yeah.
But that was under the county. That wasn't under the town. That was all those houses were built under the county.
None of those houses have been built since 2006?
None of them since the town's been here.
On Little Sweet Road?
No, on that 600 East.
Well, what about Little Sweet Road?
I don't know about Little Sweet Road. There has been some houses over there. So you're saying Little Sweet Road's not 50 feet wide?
No, it's not.
I think the right of way is 50 feet wide on Little Sweet Road.
27 feet wide.
Well, if you count the ditch.
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the right of way. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but you can't drive the ditch, Eric.
Well, you don't build a road 50 feet wide. The only 50-foot wide road is Main Street. The right of way has to be 50 feet wide to build a road. That's what the right of way is. The road only has to be 20. What is our minimum road? 24 feet pavement width. So that's the minimum road standard that we have. And that was that. I gave you a copy of that, the road standards. So that is the minimum width on figure one. It gets bigger with higher density, but the right of way is what we're talking about. So the right of way has to be 50-foot right of way.
I understand that if you're going to put three houses, but for one house, it'd be a private lane.
Well, see, now...
The animals won't have to take care of it. They're saving. It's making it more rural. They put three houses there, right?
But you're talking two different things. You're talking a right of way, and now you're talking about a house. Now we're talking about frontage for a lot. Yes, you just have to have 100 feet of frontage.
So when you have 100 foot of frontage, once you got back that lane, there's over 100 foot back in there on that field.
If there was 50 foot going back 100 feet and you built this road to the town standard, you would have 100 foot of frontage. That's true.
Is there any possibility that any neighbor on either side would grab an easement? Is there any of the other lots that you could purchase or buy anywhere from Daniels or from 3000?
I don't think there is on Daniels.
No.
Well, and I understand what you're trying to do here. I absolutely do. It's not up to our code, which we adopted from the county in 2006. There was 200 feet of frontage when we adopted it from the county. We shrunk it to 100 feet. So you should have 200 feet in the county. You need 200 feet of frontage.
So how come when I went over to the county, they told me if it was up to them, they would write us a lottery record right there?
I don't know. I don't know why you got that letter to say that. I'm pretty amazed you got it, but...
Well, I had three of them in there tell me the same thing.
Yeah.
Ask you a question.
Sure.
What is the reasoning for the 100 foot? I'm really dumb about this stuff, but why do they want 100 foot?
That's probably a whole different meeting. That was public hearing when we took that from 200 foot down to 100 foot. The reasons probably came up in there, but that's just what the code says. Now, if they want to go and try and change the code, they can certainly try and do that. But as planning, I can only do what the code says. So I'm stuck with whatever.
Basically, you don't know. It's just set as 100 feet.
I know. And I assume that it was for probably the flag lot standards. They didn't want a bunch of flag lots.
Didn't want roads coming in and out.
Yeah.
Is there a possibility they could put in for a change and have a town meeting and all that, go through that to get them to change the code?
That's how we got this road standard, is we had an applicant come
so
in and through.
If there's no possibility of getting an easement on either side of that driveway, and there's no possibility of getting a 60-foot easement or 50-foot on one of those other lots or on the Daniels Road side, then that would be, and that sucks, I'm sorry. But that would be about the only avenue I could see to do that. And you may find other people in town that may want to also be able to do that. So I don't know what, you know, the code's a code, but if you change the code, then we've got something to work from.
How do you change a code?
It goes through the public hearing. So we held a change of code, we rewrite it, then we hold a public hearing. And it goes through the hearing process at the planning commission. That's where it starts, and it goes to the council.
Who writes the change?
Anybody can write the change. Anybody can write the change. It's not.
So it was 200, now it's down to 100. So they need to, and how many feet did you have?
32.
So maybe they just need to say, you know, a 32-foot easement and let it, you pass it, huh?
If it goes through the public hearing and that's what the public wants, then that's how they get changed.
So when do you have public hearings?
We schedule those.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we schedule them as they're needed, so. There's 14-day notice we have to send into the state, so it's, how long do you think it took for the road? When we changed it. It went through planning. We held a joint public hearing with the council.
It took us close to a year, don't it?
It took 6 months or so.
6 months.
Because we're required by state law to do the notices and everything.
And you couldn't trade your neighbors to the west of you?
We tried.
Okay.
I imagine that they've tried all.
We tried that before than anything else.
And they won't do it.
Can you offer them a variance of some sort? What's the conditional use or?
Well.
How's that work?
Yeah. Starts open up a can of worms. I think if we might be better off to
change the code precedence
instead of doing it this way. But then you have it.
So when was the, I got a question for you. When was the, as I read through these, I had a hard time coming up with, when was the easement granted? When was that, your access to the property? Because the original one you gave us to start with doesn't show access to the property.
Do you know when that easement, him and Grant traded, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Grant Casper traded property, probably, I would guess, 70s?
I don't know. Because it doesn't show up on the description until, I don't know when it showed up because it jumps around a little bit. All of a sudden there was two parcels and it jumps back. It's all included in one. And I don't know how that happened, but.
That happened when, the reason it jumped back to two was when whoever that guy was came and asked Dad to sign that property change thing, remember?
Summit
Engineering.
Had him sign a what?
A
fence agreement. And for some reason it jumped back to two parcels and one became 10.05 and the other became
4.95.
Was he on your side of the fence with the agreement?
No, I didn't see it. I don't know.
That's weird it would change your parcel.
Yeah, it was weird because it was 15 acres.
Yeah.
10 and 5. And after that it became 10.05 and 4.95.
That's what I couldn't get through these things. I'm trying to follow that crazy point. What in the world? Yeah, so it shows up as a second parcel, and I'm not even sure when it does that. Looks like in 66. 66 is when I see that, is that correct?
I think that's correct, yes.
So then further back, all of a sudden it's included in the parcel, which is way back. I don't know when Grant did his.
Grant might could tell us. We might talk to him.
Maybe. He had a stroke a little while ago.
Oh, did he? Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't bad because they brought him home that night. I remember.
They said the only good one's the one that takes you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him a week ago. He says it slowed him down. Well, got a cane now. But hey.
94?
Yeah. That slowed him down. So as I follow that, I know that gets set back in.
What?
In 77. Is that right?
That probably is. That's about when his mom and dad bought it.
Is there any houses over in there?
That's Lagos? Lagos?
Lagos or Lagos?
Yeah.
Even over Nellis's. I was telling you there's a lot. If there was, and a wagon went down there, you can get it.
So it looks like it goes to Lane Glows?
Hmm. But I know you got to prove it in the house or somebody.
Listen, if somebody used it. They used it to get on the property. They used it to get on the property.
Like by Horton Packard?
Yeah, and Nellis's.
There was three different ways into the property, out of our place. More talking about it now. And they took our big half our beach and the county put me in our floor. Because a wagon had been there 100 years ago before the house there.
So that's way before, huh? Because I haven't even seen. When is the web name?
I'm called Paul Sidney.
¿1983?
1983, yeah.
So in 1983, that's when I sent your dad and mom's. What I'm saying is 1983.
They bought it in 77.
Okay, I have a. Okay, the other as well.
It goes from Robert Harris to the Webbs in 77.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The United States of America.
Eric, this warranty be right here. So what we do when we have that one, that's going to get replaced.
And what?
Waste more time.
To the Webbs.
The Harris's, just prior to that. So I got Ruth. Okay, so if that's, okay, down here on the bottom is theirs. Yep. Yep, 77. And that is that when it disappears? I'm not seeing it, but then I get another one. Is that one you had? Is that a 209 on that warranty piece?
It's a 208. 209 is two pages. 208 is what I'm looking at.
Okay, so then I get one at 209.
Okay.
That's the same date, isn't it?
June 8th, 19th.
So I have certificate number 208 and 209 on the same day.
208 and 209. This is 208 from Robert Harris.
Robert
Harris to Glenn and Juanita. And this one's dated 1977.
Okay.
June 1977.
In my packet, it's two pages back. I have a 209, it looks like it's on the same day, I don't...
Two pages, two and four?
Oh, 209, right here. So Robert Harris, and this is dated the same day.
But how many acres is each of them?
So show the one parcel, 209 shows both parcels, correct?
Yes, 209 shows the both parcels.
Is there one parcel, there's another person, but it doesn't seem to be talking about acreage.
208 is just the big parcel, right?
I didn't bring my...
25 North West and 48 Broad South, 16 Broad South.
At the intersection.
Those are different legals.
It'd have to be another, well...
Different legal?
Yeah, because the one on 209, the first description says 25 Broads West and 16 Broads South. And on 208, it says 25 Broads West and 48 Broads South. So those are different legals.
So different parcel?
I don't know, but I would assume, because they're written differently.
Did they buy, did mom and dad buy more than one piece from...
From the Harris's?
I thought it was all one piece.
Because it would be, it would have been possibly three of our parcels.
Not more notes, right?
Oh, yeah, that was long before. That was 3 acres, wasn't it?
This could be that weird acreage.
The one we put on.
Rather than rewriting code, can you do an...
Charlie Sheldon's.
That is the one home.
Charlie Sheldon's. Oh, it wasn't from Harris.
Yeah, that's from Charlie Sheldon.
The engineer can point this in this description, but that's the way that my skill of 16 Broads to the West. I don't know.
Both limiter.
I'm thinking that's the route.
It's like, where did this go, where did it come from? And then the one that was 83 has three parcels. The one right after that, 180017.
Well, that's, maybe that's the lane. Is that the driveway?
What number was that here, Eric?
It's a 130017.
Okay.
1983. Then all of a sudden, there's three parcels that shows on that. One GD.
I'd say that's probably the lane.
Easement. For Harris, it has an easement with Grant.
I don't know why they wrote the parcel right there, but that parcel's the big parcel.
Well, Eric, that's the lane, is that the third paragraph of the lane?
What's that?
Is that the third paragraph of the lane?
Well, that's what I read it for, is the last one would be the lane.
The last one on...
Well, they had that lane before that.
130017.
They had that lane before.
Well, they would have had to have access when they bought it. They would have had to have farming access when they bought it in 77.
All that lane is there, it was going back there, it didn't rock.
They would have had that when they sold it, because they would have bought it.
Just to see if they see, but...
So rather, this is a correction? Legal, I mean, I have no idea.
Do you think one of those is a lane? Or you don't think it is?
One of them, it mentions 33 feet in the middle one of 1317. The middle legal description says, refers to 33 feet.
33 feet.
I mean, I'm far from an engineer, but that's the only one.
33 feet by what?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say, because it just gives it in rods, and I don't know that measurement, but it's 33 feet to the place of the beginning.
So that's probably what that is.
I think the middle one would be likely the lane.
But I don't know, Paul used that money for interest.
So the Harris's have that. Which is a road?
What?
264 feet.
Hey, I was going to call Paul, I just wondered if he used that to get in his land. I think it used to be a gate right there. It was a washout.
So as I run through that, that's what I'm getting, I just keep conflicting about where this is and why the three parcels. So there was a lot line agreement, do we have that one?
What?
If there was a lot line agreement, do we have that warranty deed? Lot line agreement?
I don't think they ever had a warranty deed on it, him and Grant just, what, Grant?
No, I thought you said your dad just signed one for going down the side.
Who said that?
We were talking about.
Oh, the one with somebody.
Somebody in there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that earlier or something tonight, or is this something else?
So this obviously.
But a lot line agreement wouldn't necessarily show up as a warranty.
But it'd have to be recorded.
Yeah, but this isn't a full chain of title, this is just warranty deeds, so we could see if the title company could comply that, but it would just show up as a boundary line agreement, not a warranty deed.
Do you have the county?
Yeah.
Do you have the county?
Yeah, they have to record it.
Yeah, they would record it on a full chain of title, but this is just, the title company supplied us with just all of the warranty deeds, not the full chain of title that would show reconveyances and boundary line agreements.
Change that, I still. At the width for secondary road, you have it made.
So I don't know who pinned in on this one, the 130017, but they pinned in 264 on the 16 rods, I'm assuming that that's footage.
I think that was the guy over at the county, when I took it up to county planner. He was writing on it.
Well, this one came directly, I got this directly from the title company, so it may be recorded with that writing on it.
On it?
Mm-hmm, because I didn't alter it, and it came directly from the title company, so it may be recorded like that.
260, do you think that's paid? Or do you think it's a reference number?
I don't know, the.
Hard to say, huh?
On the right side, the reference number, obviously, that parcel's the big parcel, the 4362 is the 10.05 acres. I don't know what they're referring that to. A rod is 16 and a half feet, but it would take.
I think that one.
So that makes sense.
So they've calculated it out.
What does that do to that lane? Did we decide which one of those is the lane?
No.
We still don't know. Looks like we're going to have to do some work on this. I have to get the surveyor to lay this out on.
Yeah, that's all feet, that calculates out correctly all those little numbers.
Does it?
Because 16, where it says 264, right under the word Wasatch, 16 rods times 16.5 is 264 feet. 25 rods would be 412.50, so they've calculated it out in feet, those numbers that are penciled in are feet measurements.
So is that two rods?
See, so that really confuses me now, because if you look at those two parcels, one is 33, the other one is 18 and a half feet. They're both 16 rods. The upper one is 75 rods, which would be pretty cool. What would that be? It's like a sliver through 18 feet through something. I don't know what. Because it's a different legal description.
Yeah, he used it.
Okay, so what is that?
I don't know, but Paul Phelps used that driveway for about a year to get his land.
In the back, no?
Mm-hmm.
There's 264 feet behind Grant Casper's house. Going across the back.
Oh, is there?
Says all right, whatever you go.
Yeah, from the county map I have. There's also.
He was going to, it's been used to go his house. Access property before.
Well, Paul didn't have a road, it was all muddy, and so he used that, that land he used that for about a year.
All right, what is that?
Also, there's 264 feet from 3,000 South moving to the south.
What year it was, he says all.
Those lots of the Blaine and Juanita's house running from north to south is 264 feet deep. And that's what Grant Casper's would have been too. Those lots, Grant's looks like his is square, 264 feet by 264 feet, according to these maps.
This is Grant's house right here.
Right on the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got the corner.
So his is square, 264?
Well, wait.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, according to this map, Grant has 200, on this map, Grant has 263 feet of frontage.
You can't work anything with Grant.
So is this?
We tried with one of the property owners, and they were going to buy it. And they were going to build three homes.
And then
we got this other guy, and then they were going to subdivide, we suspicion, with a cousin. You'd have a lot of homes back there.
Well, they didn't have the frontage, so.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, but they take out the houses.
That's still a possibility.
Sure.
But then this gentleman came and wanted to build one home, one barn.
That's a nice idea, I like it.
I like that idea, and my mom and dad would have been thrilled.
Well, let's start the process to rewrite some code.
I think that's going to have to be the route.
I think that would be a benefit to the Daniels area that will allow some of these lots that are back in there. This is me talking, this isn't representing anybody, but I think that would be an awesome idea to allow some small driveways into larger parcels to accommodate
one
residence.
And larger parcels being the key word, you know, so a big parcel like this, not just 1 acre here, 1 acre there, but it's 15 plus.
Still has to be 5 acres.
Right, yeah.
It might cost you some time, but it would benefit Daniels.
Well, if you could start on it now, it might be happening thing come summer.
No.
I would just like to know what that would work out.
Works through a lot of stuff, years and years in the making.
Yeah, I don't understand where that came from.
No, because if that's the driveway, then there's not 33 feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Say what?
Well, I'm not an engineer, I don't know, but this bottom paragraph, if that is, that's what I'm just trying to figure out. If that's your private driveway, then there's not 33 feet. But I don't know that because I'm confused on what this is, this third paragraph.
There's 32 feet. We measured it.
What was the letter from the fire department? Were they okay with?
I think he put it out for me.
He said we had to have 20 feet.
Okay. I'm thinking that changed the code. That's what I'm thinking. Because
So nothing.
We set a precedent.
Nothing can fall under grandfathering.
The code.
Where it's been licensed.
Where, I mean, we've got these warranty deeds clear back to 1904, and it cannot be grandfathered in.
Unless it had a, was a buildable lot.
Well, I think that's the problem, is you get to this point, and then we want to change the use. It's a field.
Yeah.
It can continue to be a field. It has been a field since 44 that we know of, but.
If the code was changed for.
It's the use for a house, that's.
Private drive, private only driveway for one house.
So it wouldn't even matter if it was used for a business?
Well, it's not zoned for business, so, yeah, it would matter.
Somebody used that for their driveway on their houses, before they had their own driveway. They were using dad's driveway to go back to their house.
So it was already being used for someone to access their property.
What's this back piece there to the north, this angular part that joins, looks like a house of Barton and then some greenery.
That's Paul Phelps.
That's Phelps.
He's sold.
No, to the north?
Oh, to the north?
South.
To the north?
No, this is 3,000 in Daniels, yeah. This would be to the.
West.
To the north or west? Yeah, okay.
That's Paul Phelps.
Okay.
He sold it though. He sold like 6 years ago.
Is, are you talking about the one they're building a very big home back in there?
Oh, I don't, okay.
Where are you looking?
I'm looking this back right here.
Right there.
Oh, that's the Ellis piece, isn't that? Isn't that the Ellis piece behind, straight east?
Let's say where you're looking.
I'm looking at this here.
South?
East.
And where's 3,000?
So there's 3,000 there.
West.
There's.
Oh, yeah, that's where it's at.
South, that'd be on your left.
Yeah.
We're talking right here. Straight south.
Are they building a big house here?
No, they're building right here. And see, Paul Phelps, this road wasn't here. He used to use this road and had a gate right here when he lived in this.
Okay.
And then he sold all this, Paul did. This is Val Ellis right here.
Okay. Is there anything we work out with him?
No, they want to, yeah, they want to subdivide anyway, so.
There's no frontage back there. That parcel's this big one. Goes all the way down to the creek.
Oh, hell, but that could be advantageous for them to put a secondary road.
Could be.
From there, from here.
Could be.
And then access this.
Yeah, we had it worked out at camp, and we can do it right here.
That would have been swell.
Well, it was, to this boy guy, you know.
I'm sorry, but I know this.
Could someone, I'm gonna change it a little bit. What kind of precedence would we set allowing a private driveway if we gave a variance there? I mean, what's the precedence that we're worried about? If we grant a variance on their property? I don't see that, I guess.
You don't see the precedence?
No, I don't either. I was just wondering why.
If you grant somebody to build on 33 feet, you now set that precedence. 30 feet, 33 feet.
Or any lot.
Looking for a variance, everybody will be in for a variance. So if you're gonna do that, you might as well change the code. Then let everybody do it, because that's what you're gonna be up against.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think you gotta change the code.
Okay.
So that's where you're at.
Go back to what it used to be.
But would the precedent be limited to one residence, or would it be open to?
It would be open to anybody that wanted.
So that's what I'm wondering, why the worry is there. It would be open to any size.
So we said, here, I'll give you an example. We said 5 acres on a parcel. The town is now being sued because we allowed 4.61 on a corner lot after dedication. So 5 acres to start, they dedicated back to the town with two frontages. We are now being sued in court because we let somebody build on 4.61. Even though the code says you have to have 5 before dedication, 4.61 after. We're now being sued just for that little bit. And that's what happens. You gotta treat everybody the same. That's how it works.
If the town gets sued.
We all get sued.
everybody's property taxes go up.
Well, it's not that.
It's the whole thing.
You just have to be fair with everybody. Unfortunately, that's how it is.
Then we gotta follow some kind of code.
Not unfortunately, that's the way it is because it's awesome. Everybody can get on me and say.
Mary, get that, okay, thanks.
So, I'd like to look through these some more, but I'd almost like to kick this back to planning and have them look at, go over these and see if they can work with our surveyor from down to.
See what is what?
See what it is, because I'm really having a tough time following this.
I should have worried with him.
Is he home?
It would be kind of nice to see a good flow.
To see the measurements on all the parcels, I'd like to see that.
Like maybe.
Well, I think the packet they gave us in planning had all these same documents in it, minus one, I think we've added one.
Yeah, they sent us like three additional, all the ones from like 1933. All the ones dating back, the title searcher provided us with those.
So then we had left like three, but all the past ones, that's going back before. So all the ones we have now is you had in your packet, planning looked at. But I'd really like to get, I mean, we're just running out of time here.
So do we need to make a motion to kick it back to planning?
Yes, you need to send it to planning if you're not gonna act on it.
I'd like to.
Or continue it.
I'd like to make a motion to send it back to planning and so we can get some more clarification on the warranty deeds and what the measurements mean.
Okay, I have a motion to send it to planning for clarification.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second, any discussion?
Clarification on?
These parcels that we can't make sense of. Planning has more of their fingers to work on that kind of stuff, so.
Do you need a motion to change code or should you do it here?
So that's by application.
By application?
Yeah.
So for them?
Go change, yeah, that's by.
So what's the procedure?
For code change?
Yes.
Hold on, we got a motion on the table and a second.
And any discussion on the motion?
Any discussion?
No.
Call for the vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's all of us. Okay, we're gonna send that back to planning then for, and they're gonna dive into that and we'll see what we come up with. We will use TO Engineering and see what they can give us on that. We'll incur a little bit of debt on that, but I think it's worth looking into this so we can make sense of it, so we can make an educated decision on this. Okay.
No, common sense decision, not educated.
A lot of people think that runs in the same circle.
So how do they, how do they apply the change code?
Change code?
Yeah.
So on the Daniel website, there's the forms. Click on forms and it has right on there, change code.
Is that amend the general plan?
No, not amend the general plan, it's.
Change.
Zone map change?
Maybe zone change.
It's on the application, this application?
Yes.
Where's it at?
Amend the code?
Eric, would that be for, in general, for the town or just for this one parcel?
It would, that's how you change it in general, they're all treated the same.
And so what would we be changing from to what?
They were looking at changing the frontage requirement. I assume in the RA5 zone.
Change the frontage requirement, or driveway allowances, or some way to reword it. That would be for the whole town.
Yes.
For a single residence only, so like.
Right, right, but not just for this one parcel.
Right, it'd be a code change.
So would we be changing that?
There it is.
With frontage, is that what you said?
Well, I don't know that we'd be, there'd probably be a way we wouldn't have to change the frontage, but the.
Private driveway.
Driveway access or something like that, I don't know.
Single driveway, no.
It is a zone change?
Yeah.
I want.
zone ordinance.
No, it's not a zone change.
That's what.
Zone ordinance change.
Zone ordinance change.
Right, the zone change is up above that too, the map. So we're changing an ordinance within that zone, I assume that's what you're asking.
So how would it be determined if we're gonna, as a town, change the ordinance? Town council have to approve that?
No, we go through the whole, they apply, we go through the public hearings, we take public input, decide if that's something that the public wants to do, if that's what we want to move forward, change the code, then we move on through the rest of public hearings and change that code.
So we have to pay $500 to do that?
What's plus cost?
What happens is plus cost is if we run into other items. So every time we do something, if something comes up where there's additional cost, we need surveyors or we need something else, then that plus cost is added on to that. So it's the same when you do a building permit, the drop-off fee's $500, but if you have three inspections, you can't get it in the first two. Two are scheduled in, but if you go over that, then the cost just incurred on top of that.
All right, Eric, so to change the code then, you're saying that we're gonna be lowering the frontage requirement?
I don't know what they're gonna apply for, they were just asking how to do it, change the code.
Yeah, it's something to address a private driveway.
We just did that on the road, remember the road?
Sure.
The Grassmans came in and wanted a lower, so he wanted a lower standard than a paved road. Before they came in, this house had to be paved. Now up to three homes can have crushed asphalt. So that's what they changed the code.
Sir, Pam?
And so it's up to the applicant to decide what part of the code they want to change. Like, for instance, they could say, well, let's just completely eliminate the frontage required then?
Yeah, they could apply to do that.
Yes.
What about, and I know this has come up before, it's been kicked around, it's gone away. What about a flag lot idea? Is that, would that be something that this would address?
That's a private driveway.
No, flag lot has a different standard.
But we don't have that in our code, do we?
We don't allow flag lots, we took that out, the county did, but we took that out.
Well, how about if we rewrite that and ask for a flag lot?
You can certainly do that, certainly that's within your rights to do that, to ask for a flag lot. The issue we have here, and I can tell you the problem with flag lots is all of a sudden, somebody's backyard is now somebody's front yard. And so some of these deep lots that you're seeing that has access building in the back, there's a lot of complaints, towns get a lot of complaints. Because everybody knows what's up in the backyard, it's now somebody else's front yard. They don't want to live there. That has become an issue, so. And I think that was the reason they took them out when we first began.
But the county still has them, is that right?
Yes, county still allows.
So you might want to look at a private driveway in one house. Back there, you might have an easier time.
When you're sending this back to the planning, does that mean we come and?
Yes.
It's too bad.
We'll go right back through everything and try and make sense of it.
But we don't have to do packets again.
No, everybody should have their pack, well, actually.
We'll add those.
If you have the addition, they should still have their packets. So if you have the addition, whatever you want them to look at.
Well, the only thing that's changed is we've got more of the.
The warranty.
I would think so.
Okay. Anything you want to look at, I would provide.
Okay.
And they'll only, that's what they'll make their decision on is the burden of proof is upon the applicant.
Get them out before the meeting and let us have a chance to look at them beforehand, that's what.
Okay.
They're beneficial for time.
Imagine you could send them to.
Mary.
Mary, she could email them to us, to the rest of the planning committee.
I'm dropping by if you want. I know where most of you live.
Yes.
How I got your application up.
You're on.
Okay, so we sent that back to planning, John. So they're going to take a look at that, and so we're down to item number three, adjournment.
Can we cast one more question, Eric?
You bet.
Is Ryan Taylor going to be the one that
identifies the legal descriptions?
No, they have a surveyor in the office, so he'll be the one.
Do you contact them, or does the trust contact them to do that?
I'm assuming the planning's going to send that right down to them.
Okay, as an order to do that, to identify.
Right. That's why I say the town will incur some costs trying to figure this out, but
okay.
You're worth it.
Thanks. Okay,
so we have item number three is adjourned.
I'd like to make a motion to be adjourned.
Okay, I have a motion. Is there a second?
I second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we stand adjourned.
I make a motion that we all have a Merry Christmas.
I have another meeting still.